Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WEEI. We are right back to the WEEI Producers Show.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's just a shame, you know. But look, this is the way this season's been. This is a one hell of a series. At this time right now, I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to go up there and get it done. And that's what the next 48 hours is about. There's been nothing easy about this season for our group, and so we just have to do it the hard way. And that's just the way it's got to be, you know, for our group. And we wish we could tip this thing off right now. Right now, we want to tip this thing off. And let's play another 48 minutes, but we'll wait 48 hours and do this thing in Boston.
That was Eric Spoelstra post-game last night. Yeah, I bet they want to tip it off right away, because after they let the loss, the way they lost that game, sink in for 48 hours.
Come on, man. Let's go again. Let's go again.
They're probably not going to want to go again in Boston.
Me, bro. Let's go. Well, if you want to rush, bro, let's go. Snipers only, man.
617-779-7937 if you want to hop on. It's Shimon Garvin with you this morning, a second edition of the Producer Show here up until 10 a.m. where Fitzy and Hart will take over. We're still trying to comprehend exactly what happened in game six.
I'm really happy I said yes to doing this show this morning.
Yeah,
I was so excited last night.
Well, I was.
I'm like, what kind of show am I going to have today with Shimer? I don't know what we're going to even get into.
10 points up with a few minutes left in the game. I was like, yeah, I'm excited to do tomorrow's show. And then they just let it all fall away.
Don't say let go of the rope.
Yep, no, I didn't. It all disappeared. It all evaporated very quickly. And all of a sudden, the Heat found themselves up one with 3 seconds to go. And I thought to myself, man, they're going to go out like this, and we're going to have to do a show tomorrow, and we're going to be miserable.
It's going to be 2 hours on. Like, it was a nightmare. I went from, it was like you, like, the highest of highs, being like, oh, this is going to be so much fun to relive this in 2 hours the next morning, to, oh my God, it's going to be nothing.
I can't believe it.
Marcus Smart trade stuff, fire Joe Mazzulla, and what are the referees doing calling fouls for Jimmy Butler like that? I was not looking forward to how that game was ending. They're showing it right now on the TV behind
so
you.
Good.
Jimmy Butler diving in to Al Horford. We really were this close to just 2 hours of
mayhem.
Real, real crap of what the hell are we going to do with this team now after they go out like that. Because this is what we had wanted to see, right, Celtics fans? You wanted to see your team slug it out and win a close game. You wanted to see them have real adversity. You got all of that last night. Again, the one thing I can say about the Miami Heat is they keep coming back. That's really it's the best quality about them. They're like cockroaches. They're persistent. It'll be the Miami
Milwaukee
Heat
dead.
And the
just
roaches.
Never stops.
They never stop, Shime. That being said, we've seen it a lot basically every game, I think with the exception of game three, you saw the Celtics get out to double-digit leads, and the Heat always find a way to bring it back.
Just grind.
And it happened again. Like, it happened in the second quarter where they were up. I mean, they were up five after the first quarter. I mean, the Celtics hung 34 points on them, and you're going, okay, this is really encouraging stuff. To the point where, like, through the second quarter, I'm leaning back, stretched
getting comfortable.
Out. Oh, I felt great.
You're like, game seven, here we go.
That's when you went to clean your room.
And then, the third quarter, Joe, it started to get tighter, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm not a superstitious, like, this isn't why. Like, I'm not a superstitious person. I don't believe in that crap. But I'm just like, I got to do something. I can't, like, I'm losing my mind sitting here watching this. And, yeah, I got up and started sweeping and doing laundry and stuff while kind of, like, glancing over and be like, okay, they're up four. It's okay.
That's your emergency action?
Yeah, I got a lot done last night. You know, it all worked out, I guess, for me.
So I want to unleash the beast a little bit on Miami. But first, let's get to John in Maine talking about Bam Adebayo. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys? First, I agree with you. I don't want to see Marcus Smart taking the last shot either. But I think Derek White's just looking for the first guy that can break away from his defender and get a clean look at the basket. And Marcus was able to do that. You know, he missed it, but fortunately White was right there. But on Bam, I think that goaltending play might have been the biggest play of last night's game and the series. Miami had all the momentum. They just got the lead back for the first time since the first quarter. And that was just a boneheaded play. And Boston got basically five free points out of it. And they're back down by four and have to dig out of a lead again. So hopefully that turns the tide for the whole series and Celtics can capitalize on it in this game seven. I can't wait.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, 100%. That was right when Duncan Robinson had hit a three. He comes down again, drives to the hoop, misses, but Butler gets the putback, and the Heat are now up one. Celtics go down the other end of the floor. Jalen gets fouled going to the hoop, but then they're like, oh, Bam, hand on the rim. That's a goaltend.
It was a goaltend.
Plus a tech. There's a free foul and the and one because Duncan Robinson fouled Jaylen Brown on his way to the hoop. So it was a four-point play for the Celtics. And that 100%, I couldn't agree with John Moore. That was a huge swing in that game because the roof had come off in Miami at that point, and the energy was at a ridiculous level, and the Celtics found themselves trailing for the first time since, what, the first quarter? Like
I think it was like 11-9.
Exactly.
They showed.
And so it was a huge, huge turnaround and an absolutely boneheaded play by Bam Adebayo.
It went from 83-82, just like you said. Like it got pretty excited at the Kaseya Center. And I think it was important because at that point, like, I don't know, like, I would love like a candid conversation what was going through Duncan Robinson's mind at this point, because up until all of that started to happen, he looked tremendous. And then he had one more three-pointer at that point, but like there was a stretch there where he was missing like some easy shots. And I'm wondering if like he's looking around being like, guys, I've worked so hard to get back into this rotation, and you're kind of ruining it for the rest of us right now. Like, we're supposed to be relying on you, Jimmy. We're supposed to be relying on you, Bam. And instead of, you know, bailing us out and taking the pressure off of me, which you could absolutely see the pressure get to Duncan Robinson last night at the end of the game, you gave a four-point swing and all of the momentum back to the Celtics after that point. Like, what are you doing? I really think if you're a Heat fan, like during the commercial, I was just sitting here watching Heat fan. Like I said, this game had everything in the end. You got to experience the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in about 3 seconds for both fan bases. If you were the Celtics, you went from our season's over to, oh my God, we have a chance of seeing history happen on Memorial Day, to the Heat going, nobody said we could do it. We're the 3% Heat, and we're going to the finals. Oh, it counted.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. It counted. The amount of people on Twitter, it's everywhere. Just people react. They're like, oh, there's a wedding party, like losing their mind. They're running around with Heat flags and spraying fire extinguishers in the reception hall, and they don't clip it, but you know somebody was like, wait, hold on. it didn't count. Like, what are we going to do? And I think if, like, if you're that fan base, you're looking at Jimmy Butler, and you're definitely looking at Bam Adebayo going, oh, my God, can you show up when it matters?
Nope.
Can you, like, it shouldn't fall on Caleb Martin. It shouldn't fall on Duncan Robinson, who, like, again, was relegated to the pay no mind list of Eric Spoelstra he's in right now because Tyler Hero broke all the bones in his shooting hand. Like, he is not in this rotation. It's not the same guy that you saw in the bubble running around making shots. So you look, and for all the accolades and praise and kudos that's been paid to Jimmy Butler, like, once again, I come back and I look at everybody that tells me how great this guy is, and I go, why? Why do you say that? He has been dog water in the last two games and is absolutely a reason why there is a game seven in Boston right now. Regardless of outcome, because now it's just a one-game playoff. It's
yep.
Absolute sudden death. I never, ever, ever want to hear the term playoff Jimmy ever again.
Playoff Caleb, though, you're okay with.
Playoff Caleb, I'm cool with, because playoff Caleb shows up and shows up consistently. And again, you're getting more out of Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent than you should be expecting. It's on Jimmy Butler. It's on Bam Adebayo. Christ alive, all I hear about is Jimmy Butler's tough. Jimmy Butler's got them in the right mindset. He's a leader. He speaks his mind. I wish Jason Tatum could be a leader like that, but Jason Tatum's not a leader. You know what? A lot's going to be made, no matter what happens, of Jason Tatum in the third quarter of Game 6 for not having any points. You know who else didn't have any points in the third quarter? Jimmy Butler went 0-for-6. He didn't do anything. The difference is Jason Tatum showed up in the second quarter. He had 16 points.
Yes, he did.
That was the bear that you had to be worried about poking. Not Snuggles, not little,
that
soft
was an all-time
fresh
tweet from you.
Yeah, at Ryan McGarvin on Twitter. Yeah, don't poke the bear. And there's Jimmy Butler cuddled up in this blanket going, hi, everybody. Meanwhile, Jason Tatum turned into the damn cocaine bear in the second quarter and mauled the Miami Heat. Yes, he didn't show up, but in the third quarter, Jimmy Butler showed up even less than that and was absolutely the reason why the Heat did not win. Fine. Call all the fouls you want. You want to put him at the line, put him at the line. That guy looks lost. That guy looks confused. I see it in his face and his eyes. He can sit up there in his post game and say, we came together and we smiled and we're going to be fine because I'm going to be fine. And we're going to play hard because I'm going to play hard. And we're going to do well and win because I say we're going to win.
I don't give a damn what happens. We're going to go in there. We're going to win.
Playoff Jimmy is dead. Heat culture is dead. Finished. And I, again, don't care what the results are of Game 7. It's going to look even worse if the Celtics finish this off. But my God, I have been telling you people literally for months, literally for months, that the Heat stink. This is who they are. Oh, Eric Spoelstra. Oh, well, we always make it hard on ourselves because your team isn't talented. Congratulations. You're gritty. You're gutty. You're the walking dead. You wobble, but you don't fall down. What does that get you exactly? A nice, cute little Cinderella story?
That's a participation banner.
That's exactly what you're going to get. Oh, man, we played so hard. We made it so far. But in the end, doesn't really matter now, does it? Because you had an opportunity to close this Celtics team out. They were cooked after Game 3. For all the times I've heard, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Celtics no killer instincts. The opportunity to finish the Celtics was after Game 3.
100%.
That team was dead and wanted nothing to do with each other.
They didn't want to be there.
But here you are, a week later. I tried to warn you. You have nothing to be afraid of with this team. The Miami Heat had 35 opportunities to make the playoffs and still got in by the skin of their teeth. They're a 44-win basketball team with no talent on it whatsoever. And Bam Adebayo, oh, good Lord. the next time he decides to show up in this series will be the first time. Because, I mean, as the caller mentioned, that technical foul, the goaltending, it was just, it was dumb. Such a momentum killer for the Miami Heat. But then on top of the fact that he gets the ball, he doesn't know what to do with it. Like, he's the guy. At one point, Duncan Robinson gave him the ball because there was 4 seconds left in the shot clock. And he's like, you score. You're better than me. Please help. Bam turned around and said, here you go. Take the ball back. I don't want it. Like, what good are you then if you're not?
He's basically the only rebounder that the Heat have. And even then,
he had less rebounds than Caleb Martin.
You take him off the bench. You put him on the bench, though. And, like, what do? And, like, Rob Williams now. Grant Williams. I thought Rob killed Bam Adebayo 100%. Last night.
I think Rob has been a nightmare for Bam in this series.
These are your stars. These are the people everybody said I should be worried about. And I'm crazy for saying, oh, you're going to dig your heels in on the Miami Heat stinking? Yup. Because you know what? I have been vindicated. And oh my God, it was so fun last night watching this all fall apart in real time for the Miami Heat.
Right again, Ryan Garvin. Miami Heat stink. Right again, Jermaine Wiggins. Celtics get one. This will go 7. Look at that. A lot of people were on it about this Miami Heat team. Apparently, 617-779-7937. If you want to hop on with Scheim and Garvin here on part two, second edition of the producer show here on Memorial Day weekend. Let's get you caught up with what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. Man, we drew up a play. They kind of took the way that, you know, I was trying to get the ball. Jimmy and Strus jumped out to me, smart. came in and shouted, and we just crashed the glass. And everything was like a blur after that. You know, D-White tipped it in, but, you know, that felt like the longest 10 seconds ever waiting for confirmation if he made it or not. I'm still, like, in disbelief. That shit was crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, Jason Tatum postgame last night.
It is all of us.
Jaylen Brown, too, was just, he was in just an absolute state of stun after that game winner as well, talking with the TNT crew. Ernie had to ask his question twice because he just didn't know what to say. It was just, it was one of those finishes that you will remember for a very long time, especially if the Celtics end up winning this series and somehow manage to go on to win the finals. Like, this will be that moment that everybody was like, oh, this team was destined to do that. But
all right, let's get into the debate. This one or the Derek Fisher one from 2003, 2004?
Because the circumstances around that Derek Fisher shot were wild. The fact that he wasn't, like, available because he was dealing with his sick daughter and just kind of, like, ran in and suited up for, like, the last stretch of that game. You know what? Recency bias, I'm going to pick this one. But whenever it comes to, like, all-time great buzzer beaters, I always think of that Derek Fisher shot where he makes this shot and just runs out of the building. I will say, though, like, Jason Tatum, like, that was such a cool moment. You know, whatever about, like, the post-game stuff and, you know, seeing him and Jaylen locking eyes and locking heads and be like, we're still in this, one more, whatever. Hearing that kind of tone and inflection from Jason Tatum, who's usually very, you know, kind of measured,
very
even
much so.
Keeled, like, that was such a beautiful, real human reaction from Jason Tatum, which is
that
why
was crazy.
Like, you almost got to live through him at that point, because I think we were all saying the same thing, is that crap was crazy. Because you got to, like, Tatum did not know, because Tatum went in to follow the shot and ended up in the second row on his back. He had no idea what happened. Like I said, the only people who I think knew in real time what had happened was obviously Derek White,
yep,
Tatum's trainer Nick Song, and Luke Kornet, and then I think everybody on the floor for the Miami Heat. Like, Bam knew right away.
Yeah.
Bam's just like, oh man, I can't.
I don't think he got that in time. Great effort by Derek
White. Thanks,
Stan.
Stan. Just.
Oh, that's right. Stan Van Gundy also did not know what was going on. And look, it took me.
They were lost.
It took me a second, too. I didn't know in real time. I went, oh, this sucks. This sucks. And then they showed the replay. And once I saw that little space between the ball and D. White's fingers, and before the red light came on, I'm like, oh my God, we're coming back to Boston.
Yeah, I was sitting at a bar, and it's like, once the replay showed it got out, like, the whole place exploded.
Madness.
As soon as it happened, I was screaming. I was like, wait, did that go in? Did that actually? And I, oh man, that's just one of those. He is right. That's one of those moments,
like,
man, you just won't forget.
Honestly, like, I hope those guys who were just absolutely elated, like, in the locker room, coming down the hallway after that game, they showed a lot of, like, this celebration on the TNT broadcast.
Yes.
Like, guys, bottle that feeling up. Like, remember, like, how
you want to replicate that.
Galvanizing, the term that Jaylen Brown kept using after game 5, I think it was game 4, game 5. They're all starting to run together for me. But the point was connection, togetherness, galvanizing
been
this team.
All, like, playoffs now. We're
remember,
at least the last 3 games.
Just remember how bad it felt after game 3, mm-hmm, and tell yourself, I never want to feel this bad again.
Use that to drive you.
And exactly, man. Go out there and put on a show. Go out there and beat the team like you're more talented than they are.
You're clearly more talented.
Act as if you're the better team. Act as if you are. Like, I said yesterday, like, man, when this team feels comfortable, I get nervous. When this Celtics team is starting to smell their own farts, as Andy Grieche likes to say, I get worried, because that's the time where they tend to regress a little bit, because they do act
they
as
get
if.
Comfortable.
But if there was ever one time you wanted to really take that feeling and not let go of it, this was the game. This was, I mean, just absolute bedlam celebration.
Grieche and Fourier
from the Boston Celtics. And to know that on the other side of the Kaseya Center,
Jimmy Butler can sit there and say, no, we were all smiles, popped on a little hoodie, had a couple beers, maybe a little wine.
Damn.
You know, we're all fine. We're all good. Eric Spoelstra's like, no, we want to play right now. 1v1 me right now,
let's
bro.
Let's go. Let's do it.
None of that. I don't believe any of that.
I don't believe
a term that
word.
We've been using on my show and on Jones and Mega with Arkin is it's performative. Because what else can you say?
You have to prop up this facade to make it at least appear like you're not worried, that you're not shaken.
Yeah.
I think it was Kenny said, not after game 6, but after game 5, that, ooh, Miami may not be shaken, but they're stirred. Well, now they're totally shaken.
They're both.
Like, they are rattled to their core after losing a game they probably should have ended up winning. They should have won that game last night, and yet sometimes, in certain moments, in certain situations, things just happen to fall your way. And
no, not shaken, but stirred.
And for the Boston Celtics, last night was one of those moments where a certain play, a certain bounce, a certain moment just goes your way. And last night, you cannot now let that moment go to waste. You cannot let those moments are so important to the overall success of a team in a series and in a playoff run. You cannot now let that slip through your fingers and lose in a game 7.
You have
to go into the Garden. That place will be electric. Jason Tatum needs to light it up. This is just like Game 7 against Philly. You need to take over. I want to see second quarter from last night, Jason Tatum, for 4 quarters. Because in that second quarter, he was pointing out Jimmy Butler. He said, come on, bro, 1v1, let's go. And he was taking Jimmy Butler's lunch. He was making Jimmy Butler look like a high school player. He couldn't keep up with Tatum. Tatum is so talented. He is the best player on that floor. And if he comes out in game 7 and plays 4 quarters of what he did in last night's second quarter, this series is over and the Celtics are off to the NBA Finals.
It has to be so mentally damaging at this point to know we had him right where we wanted them. And the Miami Heat can sit there and say, yeah, no, we still believe because why not us? Why not you? Because you're not the better team. And the better team has finally woken up and realized, oh, we are the better team. And it's through the Celtics' effort and play and on the backs of, you know, Jason Tatum. And look, Jaylen was good last night. Jaylen was very good last night. Clutch. I would say Jaylen Brown was clutch last night because I get so
nervous.
He wasn't
great in the first half.
But I still, you're right, Sean. Like, he wasn't great in the first half, but it hasn't been the same kind of Jaylen Brown that we've been seeing.
100%.
Where he just looks lost.
Like, yeah, he somehow ended up with 26 points last night. Like, that feels like it was
way more.
He had
a really
more.
Big first quarter.
Yeah, it feels way better than what I watched in that second and third quarter.
I've always felt like one of the great things about Jaylen's game is he has an uncanny sense for, like, when he needs to play hard and put his shoulders down. And I wasn't really seeing that guy throughout this series. And there was a lot of made of, you know, how he's feeling about this team. And, you know, is this contract on his mind? And, you know, is he worried? Is he getting through back channels that he might not be a supermax guy after all? And I still think that looked different in game 6, where he wasn't hitting all of his shots, but it looked like there was more method to the madness instead of just trying to run in there and make something happen for the sake of making something happen.
617-779-7937 if you want to hop on with Shime and Garvin here on a second edition of the Producer Show this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to David in the car. Wants to talk about Marcus Smart. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great game. I thought my heart was going to pop out of my chest on that last shot. But here's what I think why. I thought the game was over when Horford fouled Butler. I thought that was it. But the reason I think Marcus Smart was the right guy to take that shot is because Marcus is quicker of getting rid of the ball, okay? And then when you need that, and when you have 3 seconds, which is nothing, you need somebody who can dribble and get and take a shot quick. He's quicker. And they need the guys underneath the rim that are taller and can jump and can assist or rebound, I should say, quicker. So White was in a perfect position for that. You know, Jaden was on there as well. You know, so that's what you need. So that's why Marcus was the guy you needed to take that shot. I think that was a perfectly called play.
All right, thanks for the call, David. I disagree. I think it was a horribly drawn up play.
It did not. The result was great, but the result was not.
The result was perfect. The execution, however, did not look great. Like, if you watch this play, and I've now watched it 100 times, and Ryan and I have been talking about it during breaks and stuff, it feels like a lot of the players were just stacked up. Like, you watch Jalen break out. Smart sets a screen for Jalen. Jalen breaks free from his defender, but then just stops and, like, posts up instead of just going to the corner and maybe giving yourself an opportunity for an open corner three or something. And Marcus just happens to be the only open guy. Tatum slides towards half court, which works out for Derek White in the long run because he pulls Max Strus to him on top of Jimmy Butler. And Al is on the opposite side of the court, just completely
away from
the play.
Al's like, don't even ask me for anything.
Yeah, just don't have me do any. I don't
want
to touch the ball.
You want me to shoot? Do you know what you're asking for?
And so it was just a weird kind of stacking for the Celtics that ended up in Marcus being the only one to break free. And it worked out, right? Like, I can't get super mad about it because it worked out. Derek White got the putback. Time is on the clock. You win the game.
You would have really liked to see the ball get into Tatum's hands because, my goodness, like, again.
Tatum or Brown. Like, I'm okay with Jalen taking the final shot.
I would have been fine with
Jalen, too. But it has to be one of those guys. I feel like every time we get in this situation, somehow, some way, Marcus Smart ends up with the ball in his hand, and I just don't love that.
You know, when Tatum's not performing to the ability that I think, you know, we all as Celtics fans know he is capable of performing at, that love that he has of Kobe Bryant tends to get thrown back in his face. And you watched Jason Tatum play last night. First of all, his fadeaway jump shot was 100% unguardable.
I don't know why they went away from that in the third quarter.
And that's sort of like the point I'm getting to, is it was really good to see that he was just going to go, you know what? Like, who do you have on the floor? Okay, fine. You want Bam to guard me at the top of the arc? Good luck with that. You want me, Caleb Martin, to check me? You want playoff Jimmy, little snuggle fresh Jimmy Butler, to come down here and guard me in the block? I'm going to shoot over his head because he's too little. Ideally, that's what you're easier said than done. Yes, the Miami Heat probably have a good idea that the ball is going to go to Jason Tatum. But I think better efforts could have been made on the part of Jalen and Marcus to get more room for Jason Tatum. And for all, I shouldn't say all, but for some of the credit that we have heaped on Joe Mazzulla in the last couple of games, the one thing that I keep coming back to is the end of game execution in tight games. I mean, it's not anywhere near as disastrous as, remember how the Utah Jazz game ended?
Yeah.
When Grant Williams tried to go 1-on-4 and friggin' Tatum was like in the second row getting popcorn. Like, it's not that bad. But again, Marcus Smart had a good game. That's not the guy that you want.
No, never.
Your season,
that is the third guy
to
on
hinge
the list.
On. Also, like,
at best.
Like, of course, Marcus Smart will never turn down that shot, ever. He will never, ever, ever turn down an opportunity to shoot. But, again, it's like you should not have to put that kind of weight on his shoulders. As Shime talked about early on in this hour, Marcus, or the end of last hour, actually, like, Marcus Smart was a huge reason defensively why you were able to limit
Massive.
The Heat. And I think that really kind of permeated throughout the rest of the team because you saw it with Al Horford and Derek White and Rob Williams. Like, he did his job. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, like, that's their opportunity to get the ball in their hands. Whether it's Tatum on a fadeaway or Jaylen Brown on a fadeaway, like, I'd feel better trying to work harder getting the ball into their hands. Like, easier said than done, and yes, of course, it all worked out. But man, oh man, like, I've seen that too many times where it's like, all right, last shot, Marcus, brick.
Oh boy.
Game over.
Let's go to Brian in Pepperell. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. The only thing I give Marcus credit for, at least he released it quickly. That's the only thing I give him credit for. Guys, I really want to get to these role players from Miami. By the way, I know Duncan Robinson's a local guy with York, Maine and stuff, but come on, dude, that guy, he's got to be crazy. But, guys, how long, I mean, when you see Butler looking for these guys to win with regards to Martin played well and Duncan Robinson, Schrute, I mean, literally, guys, how can this keep going on with role playing? Aren't they going to, like, they can't hit all these shots? I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that piece and then going into game seven.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yeah, look, I think that's been a big part of it. I think that's a big reason why the Celtics have battled back in this series is because it's Jimmy Butler and then a bunch of mediocre role players, like fine guys. Like they're fine to have on your roster, but they shouldn't be playing 41 minutes in the game. Like Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent should never play 41 minutes in a game, right? Like Caleb Martin was great, but he's not going to help you win these games. It should be Jimmy and Bam, and they're not doing that. And so I don't think what these guys do, it's why it's been so inconsistent for the Heat, is because it's not replicable on a night-to-night basis.
No, it's
Jimmy
not.
Butler should be, but he hasn't been. And
Bam,
so that's why
be.
The Celtics have been battling back so much.
And I think the issue that has handicapped Eric Spoelstra in this series, and again, kind of kicking myself at this point for not, you know, probably digging into this as hard as I could, because even though I clearly have zero respect for this Miami Heat team as far as their talent goes, in the coaching matchup, like, yeah, I'm going to pick Eric Spoelstra over Joe Mazzulla. But what I'm kind of kicking myself for not digging in on is, like, what is Eric Spoelstra supposed to do with this team? Like, Duncan Robinson can shoot. Okay. Max Strus can shoot.
He's not Ray
Allen. Like,
Allen.
Are you noting? Exactly. Like, there's not like a young Peja Stojakovic on this team that's going to sit there and light the world on fire. You don't have, you know, the Splash Brothers and Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent. The point is, for all the ability that Eric Spoelstra has to manipulate his roster and create matchup problems, like, initially we thought he was dictating to Joe Mazzulla that small lineup, and that ended up being the right move for Joe Mazzulla. The role players of the Miami Heat are too one-dimensional.
Yeah.
They don't do
anything else. They do one thing and that's
else.
It.
And really, like, Caleb Martin is scoring consistently. Like, that's sort of like your microwave role. It doesn't do you any good when he's starting for you and has to come in and also check Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown because he can't do it consistently. Like, oh my God. Like, oh, you know, Max Strus is with the Celtics and they could have had him and it said they took Taco Fall. Like, who gives a crap? You want that guy on your team taking up like quality, like rotation minutes? Absolutely not. Gabe Vincent is a guy I had earmarked a couple years ago being like, I think he's going to end up being a pretty good player. I had no idea he was going to be thrust into the position that he was thrust into, because I really think that Miami was banking on Kyle Lowry to do what Kyle Lowry generally does, which is play hard, draw lots and lots of fouls, and be tough to score on. And he looks slow.
He looks like a shell of himself.
Plodding. He looks
waddling all over the place.
Like those first couple of years when he was in Memphis and Houston, like before he got to Toronto.
He looks really bad right now. Like, my goodness gracious. Like, I'm not even going to make that joke. It's so stupid. The point is, there isn't a lot for Eric Spoelstra to rely on. So when, you know, as our last caller, Brian, brought up, like, you have these role players. If their role is, like, you know, points off the bench, great. If it's stretching the floor, great. Jimmy Butler's role, in theory, and Bam Adebayo's role, in theory, should be winning.
Yeah.
And they are not doing that. And you can't put that responsibility on all these undrafted players with all the ballyhoo about those guys. Like, it's crazy for anybody to expect that these guys are going to be the difference in the series. They've had, like, Duncan Robinson's had a game. Gabe Vincent's had two games. I think Caleb Martin is legitimately, like, that scoring guy. I don't think he's
pretty
like 25
good.
Points a night good.
No.
But
15 and 8
on
is
a good team, you want a guy like that coming off your bench,
yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon. On a bad team, you know, he's going to find his looks. And again, it's been the difference. If anything, those guys kept him in the game last night when your two stars, Miami, weren't doing anything to bail you out. I don't think that kind of method is sustainable. It's unfair if you ask those guys to win games.
It's clearly not sustainable because the Celtics have now pushed it to Game 7. Last night's buzzer beater pushes this all the way to Game 7. They were only the fourth team out of 151 to go down 3-0 and then push it to 7 games. 617-779-7937. We'll get your last couple calls in here before Fitzy and Hart take over at 10. This is the Producer Show with Shime and Garvin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, what went through your mind? Did you know it was good?
I had no idea. No.
What went through your mind when it was ruled? Nothing?
Game 7.
You're right, Coach Mazzulla.
Stay weird, Joe.
We're off to Game 7. Back to Boston we go as your Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat last night. 104-103.
I'm watching the town twice.
Epic buzzer
once
beater
on
by
the
Derek
plane
White.
And then once when I got home. Who's what, coming with me?
What do you think his favorite line is from the town? The who's car we taking?
Who's car we taking?
Or isn't Dale in the town too?
I have no idea, man. I saw that movie, I think, like half of once. I'm like, I don't need to sit through this. Oh, we're not gonna send Joe Flipahead to do it. No, we got Joe Mazzulla instead. That's our guy.
Shyman Garvin with you here. Second edition of the Producer Show this
Game
weekend.
Seven.
On a Memorial Day weekend, we are off to Game 7, baby. It's a wonderful thing. 617-779-7937 if you want to get in here. Fitzy and Hart take over at 10. Ryan, some final thoughts from you here. Somehow the Celtics blow that lead in the fourth quarter, still win the game. I still can't believe it. I think they absolutely win Game 7. Like, I just think, as much as Jimmy Butler will tell you otherwise, all of the momentum, all of the energy is with the Boston Celtics. After that win, it's going to be in your home court. The fans are going to be...
I don't give a damn what happens. We're going to go in there. We're going
to
win.
The fans are going to be absolutely electric. And if the Celtics get off to a big lead at any point in that game, the roof might come off of the Garden on Monday night.
Yeah, listen, I tried to tell you, people. I tried to tell you that this Miami Heat team is not them. They're not going to do this. I said it. Look, even though it felt like all hope was lost after Game 3, Game 4 and 5 were good. I believe in this group. I picked them to win a championship very early on. And I also said that the Miami Heat just do not have the guys on that roster to run with this team for 48 minutes. When grit and grind alone are not enough, you're not going to win basketball
games.
Eventually,
you need talent, and talent will win out.
You know, if anything, I probably see it going, oh man, like the Sixers game was not close whatsoever. That was a very comfortable game
Tatum
to watch.
Tatum just dominated in that game.
We're probably going to get a lot of what we got last night, which was, okay, they're up 10, but I don't feel good.
And then the Heat start getting
fouls.
They're hitting
shots.
They start getting to the free throw line. That lead dwindles. Celtics make it up 10 again. Then the Heat will get to the free throw line again, and the lead dwindles, and it'll make me nervous.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think we're going to white-knuckle our way through another Heat-Celtics matchup. I said it yesterday. I said it on Friday. I was mocked, you know. But I ended up
ridiculed,
being right.
Mocked.
It's okay. It's okay when I got to be a trendsetter.
Sometimes,
one
Ryan,
set of footprints.
Geniuses do sound crazy until they're right.
Yeah, and look at me. I think I'm going to end up being right about this. I think the Celtics take it. I said yesterday that and a lot has been made of the historical numbers behind what is going on with the Celtics and the Heat. And that, what'd you say, it's only four teams now have ever forced a game seven?
Correct. And the Celtics are the fourth.
It's 151 and nothing when trailing.
150, yeah.
150 and nothing when trailing 0-3. And I said yesterday, and I believe it more than I did when I said it yesterday morning, if there was ever an opportunity for history to present itself with an insane moment, it is with these two teams. It will be the 8-seed Miami Heat.
Who have the lowest winning percentage to have that 3-0 lead.
Charmin, squishy, fresh Jimmy Butler and his band of ragtag misfit toys are going to absolutely blow this lead.
By the way, Ryan, yes. Amazing tweet last night.
I think so.
The Stuggy Bear was just so good.
You poked the bear, and there's squishy little Jimmy Butler going, you do it for me, Duncan. You do it for me, Caleb, because we go as I go, and we're all going to smile about it. I don't think there's a speech you can give in that locker room that is worth listening to. Because if you're anybody, like, and you saw it in Duncan Robinson's face, like, oh, my God, we had it and we dropped it. The opportunity that we worked so hard for is gone now. It's their series. It was always their series, but we took it from them. Now it is the Boston Celtics series. So if history was ever going to break and we weren't going to have another offer, these are the two teams. It is the Celtics who are clearly more talented, knocking off the Heat team, which, you know, fun run, guys, but 1-2-3 Cancun, have fun vacationing.
A lot of people have been comparing this Celtics team to, like, the 0-4 Red Sox.
Oh, my God.
And I get it from, like, the 3-0 comeback aspect, when you look at the matchup, like, that Yankees team was really good.
They're Hall of Famers on the Yankees team.
And plus the storyline of, like, Sox-Yankees, the rivalry, that kind of stuff.
The curse,
Sox
all that
have been
stuff.
Like, the punching bag of the Yankees for years. And exactly, like, that last year alone with Aaron Boone, like, it's not even remotely the same.
This is
not
so much different because the Celtics are just so much head and shoulders more talented than this Miami Heat team. It's like Tatum, Jimmy Butler, and then like the next three guys might be Boston Celtics. Like it's crazy it's how much better this roster is.
It's an absolute shift in momentum too, where we talk about a switch getting flipped. We've seen it. Yep. We have seen it through three games. Like what the Celtics can look like at their absolute worst and what they can look like when they are dominating teams. We have gotten all of it in six games so far.
Well, Ryan,
the flip now, went switched.
Flip absolutely.
There
went
you go.
Switched,
and now it is time to finish it. Game seven, tomorrow night at the Garden. Tip off at, is it 8:30 again?
I think it's 8:30.
It's 8:30 and the line opened at -8 for the Celtics.
Ooh, that's high.
Ooh, that is high. Yeah, that's the thing with these lines. A little high.
More importantly, my long weekend officially begins right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in to the second edition of this weekend's producer show. Shime and Garvin were with you. Happy Memorial Day. Go out, celebrate, have your cookouts. Remember those that we have lost, because that is what this weekend is for. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your long weekend. Hart and Fitzy will keep it going with the Celtics talk coming up next. Thanks so much. See ya.
See ya.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.